Are you feeling down in the dumps? Got the blues? Feeling under the weather and not feeling yourself? Well, stay tuned to today's episode where we're going to talk about 8 ways to encourage yourself. Welcome back to another episode. I am Keeler Bryson, your host and founder of Teachable Life Moments. Well, today I want to check in with you. I want to ask you a question. How are you feeling? You know, this time of year, that is a question that we really need to find ourselves asking more to ourselves and to those that we love, you know, our family and friends. You know, just to make sure that they are okay. Because this time of year, as we all know, or maybe you don't realize it, this time of year, we are approaching the holidays. Thanksgiving will be here in just a few days. And, you know, everybody is not encouraged at this moment. And as a result, I thought it was a great idea to produce a podcast dealing with 8 ways on how to encourage yourself. Because we realize that the holidays is a time when folks are contemplating making important decisions that may not feel so good, but they are contemplating making those decisions toward the end of the year, that last quarter of the year, so that they can have a fresh start in 2020 or whatever upcoming year it is. I know I saw a post this morning on Facebook that said that Arkansas had the highest divorce rate and that this is the time of year when those divorce requests or submissions are increasing because people are trying to position themselves to start the new year off fresh. And so as a result of that, you'll see a lot of divorce requests made during the last quarter of the year because people, as I said, want to have that fresh start. And when you deal with divorce, that could be painful. It could be very emotional. This time of year, we typically see a lot of deaths occurring. We typically see a lot of folks struggling to provide Thanksgiving dinner for their families. Some folks are struggling and don't know what they're going to do as far as Christmas is concerned. And so all of those are some examples of things that could cause people to be discouraged. I mean, if you've had a job loss, that's something to be discouraged about, certainly. And so today I just want to be an encourager to you if you're feeling discouraged. Typically, you know, I am an encourager. And so it's important to me that those around me are encouraged. And one of the ways to do that is for me to provide content that makes us think, that helps us to be better so that we feel better. And as a result, it ultimately will hopefully help us to be encouraged. A lot of times, if you are the encourager, you definitely got to know how to encourage yourself because people look to you to encourage them. They look to you for inspiration and motivation and strength. And so if you are an encourager, then today's podcast is certainly for you because sometimes people forget about the encourager, you know, but all encouragers have to have a way to keep themselves encouraged. And today I want to share with you some of the things that I do to keep myself encouraged, because whether you believe it or not, the encourager, we get discouraged sometimes too. And so we've definitely got to be on our A game so that we can encourage those who depend on us. So, you know, when you're down or discouraged, do you know how to encourage yourself? That's my question to you. How do you encourage yourself? You probably are one of those folks who are always encouraging others, but how do you encourage yourself? We all must have a plan of how we keep ourselves encouraged. Because at some point in this life, you're going to need encouragement because you can't always rely on the people around you to uplift you when you need it. I mean, it's wonderful when people are there for you, but you can't expect others to feel your need of encouragement because quite frankly, folks, there is a lot of discouragement in the earth. And people are going through, people are dealing with their load. And sometimes that load is so heavy until it's taking all of their energy just to keep themselves above water. And so if you find that the encourager is no longer being encouraging or checking in on you, don't take it personal. Just realize that everybody is carrying their load. And at the end of the day, it's your responsibility to keep yourself encouraged. So today I want to talk about 8 ways to do just that. Some of my techniques and some of the things that I find that are helpful for me. The first one is play music. Now, I don't know about you, but I have a diverse library of music on my iTunes playlist. And people are surprised to hear my list of songs, but I'm here to tell you that each and every song that I have in my iTunes list is a song that touches me in some sort of way, that ministers to, you know, various types of emotion that I typically feel, because we all have different emotions. Sometimes we feel like, you know, we want to be churchy, so we listen to our church songs. We want to be spiritually, you know, anointed and inspired. Then there are other times where I need to be tough, and then I need a song that's going to be tough and just pump me up in that tough mode. And so as a result, I have songs on there that help me with that. And then there are other times where I want to be romantic. And so I got songs. I mean, I got some good songs that help with that. And then there are just a variety of songs that, you know, have inspiring lyrics to them that maybe express the issues and the turmoil that's going on in this country today. And so I have songs that address that. But it has been found that when you decide what mood you want to be in, you should play music to help you, because those lyrics, those songs help you to be in the mood that you're trying to create. If I'm in my office, I can put on certain songs, and it's amazing how certain songs begin to stimulate my brain in a way that my creativity starts to open up and starts to flow. And my daughters, they always get on to me about how loud I have my music on in here. And it's because I love to feel the bass. I want to feel the bass in my back, you know, and vibrating up to the front of my chest. And so I've got to feel the bass because I like feeling it touching my body. Because it's like it's getting within the molecules of my skin. And so I want to feel every aspect of it. I don't know, does that come from being in band, a band student? You know, I played the snare drum in band. And so I like to feel the music. I mean, I want to hear everything. And a lot of times when I put on my headphones, I can hear all the instruments that sometimes you can't hear when you don't have earphones on. And so get you a good playlist. Have you an encouragement playlist? I have a playlist for working out. I have a playlist for me and my husband. Whatever you need to do, get you a good playlist and play it when you're starting to feel discouraged. Have you a playlist that you play when you've got to go and speak and do presentations, one that pump you up and motivate you to realize it's showtime. It's time to get out here and do it and make it happen. Number 2, write down your accomplishments. You know, this is a good one. So many times we will listen to those negative thoughts if we're not careful. And those negative thoughts are telling us that, you know, we are nobody. You know, we haven't accomplished anything. That, you know, you're this age and you still don't have anything to show for. Does any of those feelings sound, those thoughts sound familiar? Well, if they do, you need to begin to write down your accomplishments. because I'm sure that if we sat down and examined your life, we would be able to identify a whole lot of things that you've accomplished and have forgotten about, or you minimize as being something that's small. And the reason that we have to write them down is because sometimes, we simply forget. And when we forget, we don't have anything to draw on to be proud of ourselves for. And so when we write it down, it helps us to remember. And when you're writing down your accomplishments, it could be things like, you know, I helped a family in need at Christmas time, or I got a promotion. You know, write down the things that are important to you. Or if it's something like, if you're a procrastinator and you're not a very good housekeeper and your closet is junky, but you got your closet organized, it could be something like that, that you finally got around to organizing a closet, or cleaning out your car, or organizing your kitchen cabinets, or that, you know, you got your degree, you received a certification, you know, you were recognized in the newspaper, or you held your first public event, or whatever it is, write down your accomplishments, because sometimes we have to write it down so that we can have a point of reference to remember. Number three, place, you know, encouragements around your home. Now, I love this because I love having a nice, inspiring environment in my house. And part of that includes a clean house, an organized house, a house that smells good, a house that's beautifully decorated. And you're typically gonna find that I have inspirational plaques on the wall, on my counter in my office. Whatever it is, I mean, you could write notes, sticky notes, you know, and place it in the laundry room, sticky notes in your pantry, sticky notes in your kitchen cabinet, or in your closet or your bedroom, or wherever you have to place encouragements, place those encouragements around. Sometimes you may have to create you an encouragement box, one where you maybe have like thank you notes from folks for things you've done for people, or achievements, or just something that inspires you to be encouraged, a memory, an obstacle that you overcame. You can do an encouragement box. Or you can do like an encouragement wall where you have all these different achievements and accomplishments and encouragements in one section of your office wall. And every time you go in there, you can be reminded of all the things that you've accomplished and just things that encourage you. It could be a photo of a hug from your grandmother or from a kid that you mentored in the elementary, you know, an elementary kid that you mentored. Whatever it is, keep it before you so that you can keep yourself encouraged. Number four is keep a photo album. This is a big one. Photo albums are somewhat falling by the wayside with a lot of people, but I grew up in the era where, you know, we kept photo albums, and photo albums are a great way to reflect and look back. Today, they've upgraded these photo albums. You can get a digital photo album now, and these are pictures that you will put in there that help you to be reminded of happy times and memories of loved ones. And, you know, photos, we are living in an age now where people are addicted to taking photographs, whether it's a selfie here, a selfie at a football game, a selfie at a concert. I mean, people are capturing all kind of memories, and Lord knows I certainly have thousands of photos on my cell phone. And every so often I'll go and I'll print some out, because I still believe in a hard copy photo album, because, you know, technology can fail. And so if you can have something that is a hard copy, it's a special way where when you have events at your home, family events, you can pull out your photo album and your family can look at just memories. Sometimes it's great to go down memory lane. I know one thing that's, interesting is that Miracle and Whitney, my two daughters, they're 14 years apart. So we have all these photos of Whitney that are printed out, and I bought each of them like a photo box, and I put all their photos in one box. Well, I think Whitney has about two boxes and Miracle only has like one. And in her box, there are not a whole lot of photographs. But guess why that is so? It is because by the time Miracle was born, you know, the photo album situation is no longer really that popular. And so a lot of her photographs are digital and they're either on our phones or on our computers. And so I've got to get it, her photos printed so that her photo box can be filled up with her photos. And so, but a photo box is a great way too to keep up with your photos, and you can pull them out and laugh and just, you know, just be reminded of the good times and just the things that you've accomplished, the trips that you've taken, the vacations that you've taken. And sometimes, y'all, it's just good to pull them out. And you will find your heart warmed and you will feel yourself feeling all warm and fuzzy and emotional inside. And so that's a great way to keep yourself encouraged. All right. Okay. Let's go to number five. Number five is count your blessings. Are you blessed today? Yes, you are blessed. You know why you're blessed? Because you are above ground. And that is something to count as a blessing. You know, the best way to combat negativity is with gratitude. And sometimes if you're not in the habit of being a person that's grateful, this could be a challenge. But I challenge you that in 2020, that you work on becoming filled with more gratitude. Because when we express gratitude, not only does it take the focus off the issues and the things that have us feeling bad, but it is a way to redirect our attention on the good and the positive in our lives. You know, many times we feel down when our thoughts are simply headed in the wrong direction. And that's all discouragement is when we allow our thoughts to head in the wrong direction. And when we take time to think about what we've already have and how blessed we are, it helps us to get our thoughts and our feelings back on track. And to be honest, when we find ourselves getting in discouragement, we are basically getting out of alignment with what God has said. We basically are in disagreement to what God has said about our lives. And that is not good. For us to be in disagreement with the Word of God, we want to keep ourselves in alignment, in agreement, because if we truly believe that the Word of God is the Word of God, then we know that no matter where we find ourselves in, we are still blessed. There's still something to find to be thankful about. There's still some sort of blessing that we can find and count that blessing and be thankful for it. Sometimes you have to force yourself to write down. I mean, come up with 10 things that you are thankful for right now. I've heard people say that every morning they write down 5 things that they're grateful for. They do it before they go to bed. Whatever it is, we've got to learn to express that gratitude. You know, some of us say grace before we eat. You know, that's a habit. We've also should develop a habit where we express gratitude for the blessings that we receive that day. Because sometimes, whether you realize it or not, you know, I've caught myself doing this. You could have prayed for something and then that thing happens. And if you're not careful, you don't even realize it just happened and you don't even give thanks for it. And so I have learned, I've been really, really working on myself, training myself. When it happens, I'm thankful. Say it right then. Realize it right then. But that comes with developing ourselves and training ourselves to walk around in a mindset of gratitude where you are on alert for when blessings are happening so that you begin to give thanks for it right then. If you don't do that, it's like you're walking through life, blessings are happening, and then your prayers are answered, and then you don't even realize it. That's a sign that you are not really walking in gratitude because you're not sensitive to the blessings when they come. So count them one by one. You know, you're going to find out that you actually have a whole lot more to be thankful for and encouraged about than you do discouraged wise. Number six, disconnect. And I know you know where I'm going with this. Yes, sometimes you got to disconnect from social media, all those reality TV shows that got some of us thinking that these people are living the high life when all of that stuff is basically staged. But, you know, we've got a disconnect because so we have a view of so much around us that a lot of times is not healthy, is not encouraging. Sometimes it's toxic. Sometimes it's depressing. And as a result, we've got a disconnect because all that stuff will have you sometimes comparing yourself. You'll get a spirit of envy, a spirit of insecurity, and that's not good. I know sometimes, oh my gosh, sometimes I cringe because some people, you can post your life and some people may not be happy about the goodness and the blessing that they see in your life. But you can't let that hinder you from sharing the goodness and the blessings that God has bestowed upon your life, because some of us, God is making us his example of his goodness and his mercy and his blessings and his testimony and an example of getting his glory out of our lives. And so sometimes I battle with posting things on social media because I don't want to be a discourager with my good things that are happening, because some people, you know, they get discouraged by seeing people blessed. And so if you are one of those people that struggle with that, then maybe you need to disconnect. And then also focus on learning how to celebrate people when you see good happening for them, because I'm here to tell you, living in this life is not easy. And when you see people are blessed, honey, you need to celebrate them, congratulate them, because 9 times out of 10, they paid a price to get it. So there's no need to be jealous. Number 7, choose not to allow your feelings to control you. You know, so many times we got to check our feelings, because our feelings, sometimes it loves to be, you know, down in the dumps and having the blues. You know, and so we cannot let those unrealistic feelings in many cases control how we feel. Feelings help us to know when things are affecting us. Feelings help us to know how we are processing our life experiences. So that's a good thing, because we need to know what's affecting us. We need to know how we're processing. However, it doesn't mean that we have to allow them to control our actions. You know, so if you're feeling down, smile anyway. You know, I wrote about this in my first book, Personal Crisis Management. You know, when you're going through, don't make everybody else suffer. Don't go to work making everybody else miserable because you're having a moment where you're experiencing challenges. When you're going through your personal crisis, no one should really know. A lot of times when our coworkers or folks in our family are going through things, we can tell because they become so angry and difficult to get along. You know, we all are experiencing some sort of issue, but be nice, smile anyway, keep living and moving forward, because soon enough you'll realize that things are not as bad as you think they are. And you'll be glad that you did not, you know, put your life on pause due to a temporary setback or a temporary situation that's occurring in your life that's really designed to propel you to a higher level of life. And so do not let your feelings control you and make you a person that's difficult to get along, a person that's rude and mean and grumpy. No one wants to be around a person like that. You know, learn how to encourage yourself so that you can spew out encouragement and teach people how to go through discouragement with power and grace and victory, and not defeat and discourage and just misery. Number 8, you know, you've got to have a different perspective on everything that you're going through. Perspective is everything, and you must learn how to control your perspective when you are feeling discouraged. I don't know who coined the phrase, "It's all about how you look at it," but that person, you know, whoever they were, they couldn't be more right, because how we look at things can change how we feel about any situation. So the next time you encounter a challenge, pretend that you're looking at a challenge through a camera lens. This is one way to get through it. You know, at first glance, this challenge may seem impossible, right? A lot of times that's the first thing we see when we are encountering a challenge. It seems so impossible and it looked like we're not going to make it through it at first glance. But imagine that you have this camera lens, and we know with the camera lens, you have the ability to adjust what you see. You know, we're going to do that when we are feeling discouraged. We're going to pretend we are looking through that camera lens. We're adjusting the challenge to make it look more possible. And whatever it is that we're trying to obtain, it will be more attainable. Now, the lens doesn't change the challenge. It simply changes how we see it. And a lot of times when we reframe the challenge or reframe our discouragement, emphasis on reframing, we've got to learn how to reframe discouragement. We basically are controlling our perspective. Instead of seeing the discouragement as a problem, we reframe it as an opportunity to solve a problem. You know, and in doing this, we're able to get the focus off the problem and put it on the opportunity that's before us, that's wrapped up in discouragement, that's wrapped up in a challenge. And then we can focus all of our energy on resolving that challenge, overcoming that challenge, and not letting that challenge discourage us. You know, we have so much to be encouraged about. And each time that we feel ourselves becoming discouraged, we've got to remember that we have allowed our mind to go in a direction that's not encouraging. We have let ourselves go down to the blues cafe of gloom and doom, and we've got to be able to shift that to encouragement. Lift up our sail. Encourage ourselves. Seems like the hardest thing sometimes to do in life is to encourage ourselves, when it should be the easiest thing, because no one knows us ourselves better than ourselves. You know, life gets tough, and we may not have anyone to turn to when we are discouraged. But we do have options to fill in the gaps on how we encourage ourselves. And you know what? You are worth the time it takes to encourage yourself. And so the next time you're feeling discouraged, or if you know someone that's feeling discouraged, suggest these 8 ways to help them work themselves out of discouragement. Because at some point or another, and it may happen before this year is out, you may get discouraged. But remember, it's all about perspective, and that you have a whole lot to be encouraged about. All right. This is Keeler Bryson, and you have been listening to the Teachable Life Moments with Keeler Bryson podcast. You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And if you haven't already done so, please go review this podcast, rate it, you know, provide comments. And I would truly appreciate it. And join me next week for another Teachable Life Moment. And thank you for listening.